If you look at this, you'll find that there are two 40 Jubilee cycles. Am I getting confusing here? Sorry about that. King Saul reigned for 40 years. This is a prophetic pattern of 40 Jubilees in the Old Testament and 40 Jubilees from the New Testament up to the present day. There's two periods of time here, and they're both about the same length of time. It starts out with the birth of Abraham. That's really where the main story of the Bible begins. It starts with the birth of Abraham. And this occurred 1,948 years from Adam. It's what I would call the year 1948 of the year from Adam, Adamic years. 40 Jubilees later, we find that in the 40th Jubilee from the birth of Abraham, Jesus was born. We ended up then with an entirely new age coming in with Jesus' birth. Why do you suppose God waited for 40 Jubilees? Well, because he had to, in his divine wisdom, he was setting up a pattern here. Saul, in his capacity as an Old Testament age person, Saul's reign was prophesying of that Old Testament time period from Abraham to Christ. In fact, you can break this down even further, because King Saul began to have problems 10 years after King Saul was crowned. David was born. Okay? David wasn't even born until Saul had been king for 10 years. We know that because when Saul was killed after reigning 40 years, David was 30 years old. The scriptures tell us that. Okay? So David was born after Saul had reigned for 10 years. In the 18th year of Saul, and this is something that we establish in my book on Secrets of Time, he had this battle with Agag, and that is where he actually became disqualified to rule. And that is when God told Samuel to go and anoint David as king. The problems really began after 10 years. Well, if we take that as a prophetic time period, see, the problems began in his 18th year of Saul's reign. If we plot this out on a graph, we can use these years as jubilees, or prophetic jubilees, and we find that 10 jubilees after Abraham was born, we find that Moses was born in the 10th jubilee from Abraham. It parallels the birth of David 10 years after Saul began to reign. If you go another 8 years to when David was anointed king and relate that to 8 more jubilees of history from the birth of Moses, we come to the bondage that Israel found itself in to the Ammonites and the Philistines just before the glory of God had departed.